time to change, time to do it, time for you to maybe think about changing something inside your life, because I'm definitely changing a lot of things inside my life, and it is frustrating. So welcome back to the Mental Mobility Podcast, episode number 129. Moving on, making content, doing what I can. If you guys are new to the podcast, we talk about mental health in relation to physical health and how those two things correlate as much as possible inside someone's life, and why it's so important to have some type of exercise or movement, but even more so how to have movement within your mind, right? Your mental mobility and being able to adjust and being able to figure things out and being able to adapt, which is probably the hardest things in life ever. I really hope there's not a lot of echo inside here because I've changed to the background of the garage only because it kind of just feels right to be here to do it. When I'm inside the bedroom, it just kind of feels fake. You know, I'm inside the bedroom up there and it just doesn't feel like an environment for me. I was trying to do my best to like make this background and making sure that there's things in the back and it looked aesthetically pleasing and so many factors behind it. But for the most part, you're just in my kid's room looking at Pinky, the fucking ghost from Pac-Man. You're looking at Pokemon posters or Super Mario posters. So it really doesn't match to who I am or who actually, I mean, Super Mario. You can take it down the line for sure, right? Pac-Man, down the line for sure. But weights and a garage setting and echoing and cold, it kind of describes how it's supposed to be. So in this episode, we're going to talk pretty much about bipolar and how I'm switching a lot of what I'm doing to one specific topic, right? I was very broad with mental health, right? Mental health is a very big, if not, I don't want to say oversaturated, but I guess you can say it because I don't think people understand anything about anything. And no one understands anything until they have it. So I can say mental health and people like, oh yeah, like thinking positive and breathing and making sure you go for walks. And those are all completely important right there, but they don't understand is the other parts of mental health that you actually have to deal with, right? So it's just a very broad topic. And I'm going to focus this year on bipolar because it's what I have, right? It's something that's new to me and I'm still learning and I'm still trying to understand. And that's what I cope with the most. I cope with anxiety. I cope with depression. But learning how to live with bipolar, because guys, there is no cure. 3 million people in this world have it, if not more. And it's just something that's uncurable. So why can't we talk about that? Because it's something that's very near and close to my life experiences. Because when I first got it, it's another word that's just thrown around is bipolar. And I did it too. I remember when a friend of mine back in the day, and she was just acting weird and this and that, and one day high, one day low. I really didn't understand, but trying to be there for this person and trying to save them, right? Trying to save, that's what I do best. I try to save for fucking everybody. And I was like, what are you, bipolar? Not knowing that I'm fucking bipolar. But I would use that term so loosely to the point of like someone just up and down, right? Someone has a good day, someone has a bad day. So I labeled them as bipolar. Versus bipolar takes going to a psychiatrist and asking tons of questions and falling into the categories of bipolar 1, bipolar 2. Where do you have your swings? Is it mania or mania manic and or the depressive state? There's so much more that goes into it, but even more so, there's more that goes into it to cope with it. And then how to learn how to deal and or live in relationships with it. Because that, not only is it hard for us, right, and myself, but it's hard for the people that I live with. It's hard for the people that love me. It's hard for the people that care for me because they watch it. They watch me go from like, I can do anything in the fucking world anything. And that's the dangerous part. To someone that does not want to do anything anymore and just wants to quit and give up and hate life. It's completely two polar opposites. Get it? Bipolar. Like that. And people think it's just a, you know, well, it's just how you feel. Get over it. Okay, cool. That sounds really good to you. Why don't you just work out, have some structure, do things like that? You don't think I fucking work out? You don't think I have structure in my life? You don't think I do exercises? It doesn't matter what I do. I still deal with it. It's still painful. It's still hard. And there's a lot of people out there that don't believe that there's fucking depression. Fuck you, Andrew Tate. Sorry. And everyone else that's on his dick, jump off it. Because it's not true. It's not. I go through depressive states, and it's not like I fucking want to. Because I do work out. I do help people. I do overstimulate myself. But there's moments in my life where it's very difficult to try to do things. Like right now, look, you, if you have been a follower of the podcast, you'll see it. Okay? Because there's moments where I have camera one, camera two, camera three, audio mic, lighting. This is when I'm like, I can do anything. And now I have to buy more equipment to make sure it runs right and making sure I get something in the background doing this. And then I'm going to get a guest appearance of fucking someone else. Right? Mania. And then there's points where I'm just like, no microphone, camera mic only, just my face or even just blogging. The sound is terrible, and I'm like, hey, welcome to episode number 120, because this is going to be fucking amazing. And it's me forcing myself out of the depressive state to stick to the plan. So yes, it is important to have structure. Yes, it is important to have a plan day to day. Yes, it's very important to have some type of coping mechanism to deal with your downtime or down periods of life. But you cannot say that there's no such thing as depression. Because I don't want to fucking feel like this. Let me tell you, I don't want to fucking feel like this. You think I choose it? No, I don't. But if you have no fucking idea what it feels like, just because maybe you fucking, someone broke your heart or someone died in your life or someone, just because you fucking dealt with that doesn't mean you deal with what I deal with or what other people deal with. So what we should do is shut the fuck up, right? Shut your fucking mouth and educate yourself more. I really don't like Andrew Tate, by the way. I don't. And that's cool. That's cool. I'm not supposed to love everyone. He's a very strong opinion. Cool. Professional boxer. I respect him in that way. And I understand what he's doing, really moving towards, you know, people and men, obviously, especially, and moving them to that direction. But don't say depression isn't real. Because it's fucking real. Just because you have a friend that says, oh my God, I'm so depressed today. And this is what I have to do. And then I'm so depressed today. Don't listen to her. She's the one they're talking to. I'm the one that shuts the fuck up and tries to work and work his ass off when I'm depressed. And I try to do my job and I try to do what I have to do and take care of my responsibilities while I feel like I want to fucking kill myself. I'm switching to this camera because that camera just fucking broke. So we're moving to you. See? Fucking worked out, didn't it? I gotta wipe my boogers. So like I said, there's no cure for this stuff. There's just learning to live with it. There's just learning to stay here and figure it out. And that's what, for me, the help of medication. It's something I believe that I have to stay on. I don't want to, but I feel like it's going to be for a while. And that's just to control the manic or mania state. And I take lithium bicarbonate, if you guys don't know what that is. I don't even know what the fuck it is, but I think it really just helps that part, right? It doesn't help the depressive state. Depressive state, they want you to go on antidepressants and all those other things. And I'll tell you right now, man, I jumped off antidepressants a couple months ago, and I'm very proud of it. But I will tell you, when I get into a depressive state, it's so fucking hard. It's so much harder than when I was on them. Before, at least I was like numb, right? I was depressed, but it didn't take me to a low point. I haven't had thoughts of self-harm in a long time. I haven't had thoughts of suicide in a long time. Those thoughts have approached my mind multiple times the past 2 months. Multiple times. So now I understand how tough it can be and how strong I actually have to be. And how much more work I need to do to feel better. To survive this wave of depression. And it could be a week. It could be months. That's how I kind of miss the manic and the mania state. Like I miss the super invincible feeling that you get where you think that you literally can fly or to the point you can be a race car driver in F1 or where I can actually walk onto an NFL football team if I tried. These are thoughts. People have thoughts, right, that they'll make it. No. I fully believe I can. And I'll research the shit on how to start. It's like, all right, we'll go back to college, jump on the team, we'll walk on. After that, blah, 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 get a trainer. Like, it's fucking crazy. The things you think you are possible. And I'm not going to take it. Sometimes you can. You know, if it's not too far-fetched, you can get there. But then once the mania is over, you realize, what the fuck am I doing? Now you're stuck. Doing all these things. Perfect example for me. I started a dog walking business in New Jersey. A dog walking business. Because I thought on top of the gym, I just needed to open up another business. And then, you know, it would just help people at the same time. I was kind of already walking a dog here and there. And then after that, I fucking took a course. I got all the paperwork. I built a model. I had a fucking a tax ID number all ready to go. And then I started it. And then you know what happened when the mania stopped? I didn't want to do it anymore. I didn't want to do it anymore. But I did it. You know, I was already stuck doing it. And I ran another business called a gym, which takes up all my energy. So I just put on and stacked on this other thing that kind of, there was no need for me to do. But I did it. Because it's just one of those moments that I believed I can. Not thinking about the long term of how this is going to affect the rest of my life and the rest of my days. And then I had 2 kids and I had my own dogs and I had the gym and I had my wife and I had bills to pay. And how the fuck was I doing all this shit? That's the one downside, positive side. Of having living with bipolar. There's so much more that I can talk about, so many more stories that when I write, they come out and remember, like, my God, that's what I did. I cannot believe that's what I did. But I'm gonna definitely tell you more throughout the next coming weeks. So welcome to the Mental Mobility Podcast, guys. Give us a review. Like it, share it, do what you want. And let me know if you'd like to be a guest. Because maybe I can try to fit you into this 135-pound barbell behind me because it's time to squat today. All right, that's a sandbag right there too. See you later. Thanks for coming out. I'll see you next week. Until next time, it's Pete from the Mental Mobility Podcast. 129. Till next time, everybody.